Hey, Chicago bull riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing.
B-Hop, the crowd begins to chant.
I'll try to give the fans a fight.
Bernard the Executioner Hopkins returns to the ring to mark the final chapter of his legacy.
He's headed directly to the Hall of Fame.
The boxing legend looks to put an exclamation point on his Hall of Fame career as he takes on Joe Smith in his final farewell showdown.
Tonight would be nothing short of miraculous.
The final one, Hopkins versus Smith. Live Saturday, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing ends the year with a historic fight when it returns Saturday, December 17th with an extraordinary night of boxing. Boxing legend and future Hall of Famer Bernard the Executioner Hopkins hangs up his gloves for the last time when he steps into the ring to take on hard-hitting contender Joe Smith Jr. in a lightweight heavyweight showdown. Don't miss the final one Saturday, December 17th at 9 Central, only on HBO.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Joined Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Baseball, we will start there. And for the Cubs and White Sox, deals today. One of them, the Cubs getting reliever Koji Uehara. That's something we already knew, but that deal is done now, according to Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports. It is for $6 million. It is for one season, but it has not yet been officially announced by the team. The White Sox have themselves a pitcher. It is starter Derek Holland, who spent time on the disabled list the last three seasons. It is a one-year contract for him, and that is worth $6 million, though he could earn up to $8 with incentives. And Major League Baseball announcing today the new collective bargaining agreement has been officially ratified, with only the Tampa Bay Rays voting against it. The Rays citing a competitive gap between the high and low revenue clubs as the reason for the vote. Rajon Rondo on the practice floor today doing some work at the Advocate Center. This is after sitting out last night with an ankle injury. The Bulls will play tomorrow in Milwaukee. Then they will play at home against Milwaukee the following day. Blackhawks defeated the Rangers last night in New York. They will spend the night there before they take on the Islanders. That'll be tomorrow. Practice again for the Bears today. Eddie Goldman, Eddie Royal, Tracy Porter all had to sit out with various injuries. The team also signing linebacker Josh Shirley to the practice squad as they get ready for the game against Green Bay on Sunday. Also in the NFL, Adrian Peterson back at practice for the Vikings. He has been cleared to do so after missing time with a torn meniscus. His availability for Sunday has not been ruled out, they say. And in college football, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford is going to become the head coach at Western Kentucky. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And join Mully and Hanley, Spiegel and Goff, and Bors and Bernstein on the road at the Scores Holiday Broadcast. Stop by Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village Thursday, December 22nd. From 5 in the morning until 6 p.m., you can see everybody broadcast live. There'll be great prizes given away all day long, so come get into the holiday spirit with the Score, brought to you by Lover's Lane and Viking Ski Shop. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Feed the beaver. The beaver is the hardest working, most diligent animal in the animal kingdom. Feed the beaver.
That's a new one on me. The mantra of feed the beaver.
I never heard that before.
Pound the rock, row the boat.
Yeah, I don't know what beaver you're feeding. Do you have any idea what beaver you're feeding?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Like, I understand the metaphor. I just said beavers are hardworking and tough. They defend their territory, but the idea of feeding a
metaphor. They make you want to say damn.
I don't think they're...
The beaver is the most hardworking, diligent animal in the animal kingdom, right?
When was it established beyond question that the beaver is the hardest working animal in the animal kingdom?
Beaverologists.
I think it's the beaver metrics.
Does it prove it? Beaver metrics prove that beavers work harder than other animals?
Yes.
Call the afternoon show and talk to Bernstein. That's his baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it was that difficult. I mean, they build a lot, I know, and they swim around.
They're way ahead of the learning curve.
Rich, I'm very much a beaver's guy.
They slap their tails in the water when they're angry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do
like Jim Bob Cooter, too.
Everybody loves Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
He'll feed the beaver for you, too.
Oh, well.
I guess we better keep feeding that beaver.
I prefer beaver.
I told him.
I want beaver.
You want beaver?
Boars and Bernstein.
Go Bears.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, every once in a while something happens or somebody says something on Boris and Bernstein that we don't quite grasp, and that's what happens then.
No, we just try. We try to figure it out.
We
fail to figure it out. It's like an open-ended hockey question, and then five different people call in with the definitive answer, and then we end up not really learning anything. So I guess we're having some issues establishing contact with Olin Krutz. So we do have a little Bulls news here. This via Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sportsnet. He said that Fred Hoiberg is apparently going to change his rotation. Denzel Valentine will see more run. See more run, our new intern. And Hoiberg also said that there will be more playing time for Paul Zipser.
Oh, Lord.
There's your answer. Paul Zipser.
Oh.
You all right?
This doesn't sound right. There's something...
What doesn't sound right? What do you have the Paul Victor Louis Zipser, German professional superstar?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got a roster dotted with superstars that you all have to worry about, and then that's kind of what you have to be left with. But no, is it? I mean, I can see if they're coming off the bench for Cleveland.
The fact that you're already playing Cristiano Felicio out of necessity.
Yeah.
Is a problem because he's bad.
He's bad. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
He's just an energy spaz.
It's like a bench that's made from like a great starting five. Okay, don't worry about it. They'll be in a little bit. And we'll get rid of them. But I mean, you with this team, you sort of have to count on all of it because nobody's good enough to do it by themselves. You need help from everybody. And
that's what Matt from North Center says here. He says the problem with the Bulls bench is that beyond the terrifying big picture of not having any high ceiling talent, they're not even good team role players. Role players on decent teams tend to be acceptably flawed guys. At a baseline, they don't even need to be 3-and-D guys. They can be 3 guys, or they can be D guys, or streak shooting dwarves, or big fellas who can guard the rim, do something well. However, the Bulls bench doesn't do a lot of things well, and they do a bunch of things poorly. It's pretty simple. McDermott, Portis, even Tony Snell were supposed to be these high floor guys, but they've ranged from occasionally competent to totally useless. I'll leave Valentine off the list for now, but we all know he's supposed to be a high floor prospect too. I tend to be a blow it up guy, but after the tumult of the last two seasons, I really want to enjoy rooting for the Bulls and watch Wade and Butler lead the team to a decent season. Heck, not routinely waking up my family by yelling at Powell is already a victory. But unless there's some growth around them, this season still has the potential to go off the rails. I don't know about off the rails. I think you have enough of a veteran presence here, unless we get Rondo craziness or some of that stuff.
I don't think that. Well, that could have happened at any moment, but I just... Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting from the bench. I mean, I really don't. I knew who they were. I mean, I just was surprised that all of a sudden, very early in this entire thing, that Valentine sort of fell out of favor, it would seem to me, or was I imagining things? I just think, well, dude, this is a team that should be built in for even the guys picked later in the first round.
Well, now he's back in favor. Now he's going to get more run. They're going to give it a try. I guess you're already at nothing to lose point here.
Well, you don't.
Northside, Q, you're on the score.
Hey, boys.
Thank
you. Welcome back, Terry. Look, hey, let me, and Dan, hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you showing up, just like the Bulls did last night. You know, is it fair to say, you know, and tell me if I'm just completely wrong and if I'm thinking of an old NBA here, but, you know, I think of a guy like Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver had plays run for him. And when you're in this hoi ball kind of freewheeling offense that's going to be dominated by Jimmy or Dwayne at any point, there's no time for these guys to kind of step in and be, I don't know how to say, like an automatic, like, hey, Kyle Korver, you are there to shoot. You're going to shoot no matter what. But then when, you know, McDermott grabs the ball, it's like, well, maybe you should drive to show some white skin toughness.
I'm not sure what McDermott's trying to do, because it's like he's trying to do everything every time he touches the ball.
Indecisiveness.
But every touch, it's like he's trying to prove he can do something other. If you want, pull the trigger on something. Pull that thing, you know, raise up and just fire away. But like you say, they're not designing a specific play other than the action that comes out of their normal sets for him to get his stuff. But all you're going to do as a defense, you're going to trail around that screen. You're going to force him to curl. You want him to put the ball on the floor, and you want to make him finish. And
so is that coaching? So is that coaching and the lack of clearly defined roles where these guys can't kind of find their way? Because, look, Nico Mirotić has been the same soft bootleg Bargnani since he got here. Nothing has changed with him in the last 2 years. So do you blame that on coaching? Is that a lack of attention? Or should guys just find their way and maybe the roster needs to be changed a little bit?
I still think it's hard to coach over in the NBA. How do you coach over not being athletic enough?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I don't know. I mean, Nico's the same guy. He's the same guy. I mean, isn't he different? He'll be nice when he hits everything. Then there'll be nights like last night, but I don't know what you're doing. I mean, I don't know where you're shooting from or what you're doing, and it's like, but he's going to get his. He's going to make sure he gets some shots. That's okay. I understand that as well. But I don't know if I blame the coach or not. I mean, he can only work with what's given him. But, I mean, they clearly understand you got to crowd McDermott. Whoever has him these days crowds him. They understand. Well, go ahead. Go around me. See what happens. I mean, he's not quick. He's and by the time he gets there, there's somebody else waiting for him. So I don't know. I think it's very difficult in the NBA. And the Bulls had done all right. Fourth record, best record in the East going into last night, that without much of a bench, without guys you can absolutely 100% count on every time. That guy in the Bulls doesn't exist coming off that bench. That you say, I know exactly what I'm going to get. I'll get that. He's going to get that 8 games out of 10. I know exactly what he's going to do for me. Do you know exactly 8 games out of 10 what Doug McDermott's going to do for you?
No, and I try to give him every benefit of the doubt for all the injuries and everything else, but I don't need. And he tries so damn hard, but it's
he does.
There's only so much you can do. The basketball really is not that difficult.
No, I know.
Basketball's not hard to figure
out.
As long as that rim is 10 feet off the ground, being closer to it is good, and having to work less hard to get there is good. It's really that simple. You know, they're bigger, taller, quicker guys are going to have an advantage. It's guys you've never heard of. That's a thing. That there's so many polished players. There's also so much good coaching going on now. The baseline average, like replacement level of NBA coaching is better than it used to be. Guys are better trained. Scouting is better. Video is better. The way to get video into players' hands via their devices and understand things that way is better. The editing capabilities the teams have to put scouting stuff together and see everything. And the use of analytics is better. And some of these coaches, now you don't have most teams, unless you're Popovich, and really that is also more over the course of a season than it is on a given night. There aren't a lot of advantages that you're going to get from some magical coach. Those advantages are still going to be in guys that are tall and fast and quick, and most of all can jump twice at the same time it takes you to jump once. And you see a lot of that. that it's not just being 6'10 and having a 7-foot wingspan. It's being able to reload and pop back up for some of this stuff where another guy is gathering himself and trying to fire back at the rim again while he's already back up there like he's floating. Can't teach that.
Yeah.
You draft that.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean, I just think, you know, when I look at this team, I just don't see all the necessary ingredients for much of anything. And even if I did, this is really a bad time for somebody else to be good in the NBA, because as good as San Antonio is, still remains pretty damn good basketball team, because Kawhi Leonard is certainly coming to his own as a player. But you got no chance. They're not going to beat Golden State. Unless Golden State, there's something horrific happens between now and then, that's about all you can hope for. You're not going to beat them. Good team. Solid team. Aging in many places, yeah, because they won't go away except Duncan. But you're not going to beat them.
That's the league.
You're not going to beat them.
That's the way it's always been.
Nope.
In that's Austin, exactly right. Kurt says, 2 or 3 seasons ago, we had this discussion. Is Jimmy Butler capable of being the best player on a championship team? The answer has always been an emphatic no.
No.
So has anything changed in Jimmy's play to lead you to change your mind in how you answer that question? I know my mind doesn't change. Callers on this station continue to talk about how great Jimmy is. Top 10 player, star, well-rounded. Unless the answer is...
Careful with the top 10 stuff.
Unless the answer is best player on a champion, the Bulls aren't going anywhere. So you're building a bridge with the wrong bricks and the wrong keystone.
Yeah, look, you got 6 skins on the wall. That's 6 skins on the wall. So you can't say, well, we'll just settle for a little. No, this is not an organization with its pet that settles for the, just like Boston's been unhappy for years now, and the Lakers are in the midst of a muddle that maybe it's getting better. I don't know. I don't know. I know the young players are decent, but it's just a different aim here. Once you've won as much as the Bulls have, but you're in a long time trouble here now.
And the problem is you didn't envision it early enough. Because if you're just figuring it out now, you're 3 draft classes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're McDermott, Portis, Valentine in already in the most important mechanism to get yourself out of it. So unless you were realizing it then and you were still busy trying to win something with Pau Gasol, it just sort of now you find yourself here and you haven't started to figure it out yet.
No.
Eric in Champaign, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. There's a couple things I just don't understand from watching last night's game. Because this is the same team that can beat, on any given night, they can beat Cleveland, they can beat San Antonio, and they can lose to the Wizards and this crap they played.
Right. San Antonio shot, 39%? I mean, they couldn't hit a
road
shot.
Trip, yeah. That happens.
It's just odd that they're so inconsistent in that way. And also, I remember McDermott playing at Creighton. That guy was a hell of a shooter. He was like a 3-point
shooter. That's college basketball.
Still, he doesn't seem like he has any shot. I don't know what he's, you know, like you were saying, what is he doing out there? Everything but that. And the last thing, I was kind of bored when they were winning by 20-plus, looking at the Minnesota roster, Cole Aldrich. Guy makes $8 million a year. What planet do we live on where a player of that skill set makes that kind of money? I just don't get it. There's a lot of things.
Make that kind of money? He's guy's 7 feet tall. Everybody makes a ton of money in the NBA. He's got a $5 billion television contract.
It's amazing.
No, that's anyway. It shouldn't amaze you. You saw the money.
Damn,
you
know, business, my friend.
It's a massive, massive international business.
Yep.
That's what they make. That's what you get for being that guy.
And proven selling ability, too. Whether it's shoes or anything else that has to do with basketball, it's a proven winner. In many, many, many ways for advertisers and everybody else. So, no, that's a golden goose there. I mean, that $8 million for him is fine. Okay.
Look, Matthew Dellavedova makes $10 million a year because they've got it. I mean, the money in the NBA is insane. Mike Conley makes $30 million a year for Mike Conley.
Yeah.
You get what you get. They've got the money. They've got the eyes on televisions. They've got the merchandising. They've got everything that they, all of their vines and loops and, you know, the stuff between what LeBron wears, what somebody wears, what Russell Westbrook wears to a post-game press conference is all over the place. That's just the profile. What they wear when they're arriving at an arena ends up in your timeline.
Yeah, I just want people to understand one thing. Just beware with this Jimmy Butler top 10 player in the league thing. No. Don't do that to yourself.
I think he's a nice player.
I do too.
I really do. And they ask him to do a lot, and he does a lot. And he's as far as two-way players go. Maybe I'll give you that, a guy who you can count on to be there every night on both ends of the floor. But unfortunately, that doesn't define, in my eyes, it doesn't necessarily define the guys you look at and say, go win me a playoff game. Or I am likely to win a playoff series because I have this guy and the other team doesn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, it's just very dangerous when you start saying, well, they got a top 10 player. No.
Probably not. Bors and Bernstein at 3 o'clock. Big Cat Williams is scheduled to say hey.
Unless he's with Olin.
On the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Just how bad was it with Rams head coach Jeff Fisher? They fired this guy on a Monday before a Thursday game, and just a little over a week after it was announced that he had been given a two-year extension, that bad. And the fact is, it's the right call. He had to go. I've long defended Fisher. I think he's a solid coach that is still pretty well thought of and respected by many in the NFL, but he did have to go, especially after that beatdown that the Falcons laid on them in their half-empty stadium, which culminated in their star running back saying that they run a middle school offense. Offense, which they do. You probably also know that the Falcons scored more TDs in that game against the Rams than the Rams have scored all year long at home. That's a joke. And right about now, so is that team in this town. So Fisher had to go. The team is bad, it's boring, and the fans in this town are not having any of it. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon and a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get four for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of four. Limit eight. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed Martian arts.
Zarnik takes Leaf to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get four for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of four. Limit eight. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He can do this, what he's doing now. This is not a facade. This is not, you know, luck. This is the way he can play, you know, night in and night out. And I think he understands that now. And it's a big responsibility when you get to that point. Once you reach that level, it's a big responsibility to stay there. But I think he wants to, and I think he has all the tools to do it.
That is D-Wade on Jimmy Buckets. You've got Boris and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. That's a good Bulls discussion today. And top of the hour, Big Cat will join us and have a little football discussion. Something for sure I want to ask him. But, Jimmy may be all of that. But I just think it's very dangerous to start putting him in a top 10 of anything. He's playing very well. But if you say, which one would you sooner have? Just for example, take a guy that's a little bit down the list. Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard. I'll take Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, do you think that Jimmy Butler would be Kawhi Leonard if he were on the Spurs? Do you think Kawhi Leonard would be better than Jimmy if he were on the Bulls? These are all questions you could be asked, but you sort of the nature-nurture argument. But, I mean, some of the texters are just crazy here. Because there's one.
They're crazy!
This texter says that he said Jimmy Butler's a top five NBA player.
Oh, good Lord.
He said here's his top five players in the league. This is, of course, the 815, where there's apparently a gas leak. Westbrook, James, Durant, Leonard, Butler.
And the
so Steph Curry is
not there.
So Jimmy Butler's better than Steph Curry, better than Chris Paul.
Chris Paul with a 20-20 and no turnovers.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now, dude. Come on now.
You're saying you'd rather have Jimmy Butler than Giannis Antetokounmpo right now?
No,
you wouldn't. No. How about would you rather have Jimmy or DeMarcus Cousins? Would you rather Jimmy or Anthony Davis?
Oh, Anthony Davis puts the Bulls back in a fix or something. I mean,
that
guy will hold you in a game.
That is as dumb a text as we've received in a long time.
Wow.
In a long, long time. If you really believe Jimmy Butler is better than Steph Curry, that's just unfortunate.
That's so good, it's cartoon. Is he already, what was it the other day? Is he already seventh all-time in threes made?
Is that right?
I think seventh all-time. I think. I saw it somewhere the other day. It was just a brief note, and I my mind is racing off in other directions because I'm so concerned about Bears football. But I think that's what it was.
Hmm.
Or something like that. Anyway, no. It's a carnival.
In Beverly, it's Jay. He's on the score.
Yeah, I disagree a little bit that Jimmy could be the best player on a championship team. He could be. It's just that the other four players around him have to be at least top five, top eight
then he's,
by position.
Well, but then you're answering the question, the very same question, a different way.
It's like the Pistons of the that won the title.
Exactly.
That's not really the spirit of the question. You don't say, oh, yeah, he could be the best player on a champion if everybody else at their position
really
is also a top 10 player in the league at their position. No, that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, but it did happen.
Once.
I mean, the Pistons did.
Right, but that's not how you did it. Yeah. But that's not how you try to do it because they did it.
But they still needed Sheed.
They had the Wallaces. We know the roster. Wallaces, Prince, Billups, Rip. And
Billups,
you could
great.
Probably argue any one of those, who was the best player, whatever the case may be. And I think, as an organization, the Bulls, if they were going to build around Jimmy, that's what they would have to try to get those players.
But that's the point. Then that tells you Jimmy's not good enough. That's by saying what you're saying, it's just a roundabout way of saying they would have to do the impossible to build a championship team on which he's the best player.
Well, then you take all those players we just talked about, that you all just talk about, like Anthony Davis. I mean, I agree. Anthony Davis, please. I mean, he's incredible. DeMarcus Cousins, absolutely. We're 10 times better than what Jimmy Butler is right now. But think about what you have to do to build around those. And those are two players that aren't going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, however you build around it, you can say that this guy can do it. But you have to build around those players, period. Whether they're better, whether they're what you see their franchise, superstars, or whatever, you have to do it.
In a salary cap era, the part of that, here's what's unfortunate, Jay. When you say building around it, three of those picks have been made. Even if you thought Jimmy Butler was that, you've already got McDermott. You've got Valentine. Nico is a first-round pick. So you're well down it. By the time you actually make the decision to rebuild around it, his career is over. Yeah, but these are time sensitive opportunities, and you're just too far down the road here. Unless you're looking at cast-offs and ill fitting pieces elsewhere, if you don't do it right, you don't get that time back to try to do it a different way.
No, you do not.
Scoreboard update
from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Well, the Bears took exception to the report recently the team would part ways with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio at the end of the season. Fangio today says he thinks they've done pretty well in their tenure here, actually.
The group we inherited, one built for the 4-3 either, obviously, by the 2 years they had prior to us getting here. So they weren't built for anything. we had to start at ground zero.
And I didn't even think it was that funny.
It's great for a coach to say that. They weren't good in any defense.
Oh, see, I thought he was being mocked.
No, he's awesome.
No, but he's right. I just thought that, you know, he was being mocked just now.
We don't do that on this show, Chris.
Wait, that's all That's all that happens here, is people being mocked, I think. The Bears practice today. Eddie Royal did not. Eddie Goldman did not. Neither did Tracy Porter, all sitting out with various injuries. They get ready for the Packers on Sunday. They've also signed Josh Shirley to the practice squad. Cubs have not yet made it official that they have signed Koji Uehara, but Jeff Passan reports that deal is done. The reliever will get $6 million for one season. The White Sox agreeing to terms on a one-year contract with Derek Holland. It could be worth up to $8 million. The Bulls will be back on the road tomorrow night in Milwaukee. It's the first of a home-and-home against the Bucks. And then the Blackhawks tomorrow will continue their New York road trip. They will play the Islanders after beating the Rangers last night. Join the Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Pat Manley inside the Field Museum tailgate Sunday starting at 9. Stick around for the Bears postgame show with Hub, Olin Kreutz, and Big Cat Williams. You can check out the broadcast, eat great food, and enjoy Bud Light specials brought to you by Bud Light. Raise 1-2 right now. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
It's actually kind of a really interesting question in the way the game is being played today, with NBA games played, when you watch some of these teams that are successful and what they're looking for and what they do. But whether you had the good big, say 6'10 and above, or would you be better off with something else? I mean, it's difficult. When you start talking about Anthony Davis or DeMarcus Cousins, you're talking about a different breed than what is on some of the really best teams. I mean, they're not. There's no great big man on Cleveland. There's no great big man. I mean, on Golden State, there's no greatness there. I mean, it's just sort of a different way of doing it. That doesn't mean I wouldn't take either one of those guys over Jimmy, though. I like them both. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins, what is it, like 26 and almost 10 or whatever it is he's at? I mean,
at his age, athletically doing things that maybe only Carl Anthony Towns can rival for somebody that size.
But I mean, it's just a different, because when you watch these guys at the really day, that's not the way the game is played anymore. They're not waiting for the saving center to come out and help them all. Not what they're waiting for anymore.
An email from Mac who says, these are the same fans that wouldn't give up Luol Deng for Kobe Bryant.
That's true.
We were talking about before. So they need to grow a brain and grow eyes. And there's a note here from Jeff, who's Jeff from Roscoe Village, mm-hmm. who knows himself some NBA. And he says the problem with the Bulls' second unit is there's no proven NBA veterans to organize the group and put the young guys in their place. Every Bulls bench player is in their third year or less, and typically successful NBA team benches are comprised at least in part of veteran NBA players that know their role, they do it when called upon, and right now the Bulls have no one that fits that description. They have a group of players like Mirotić or McDermott or Portis or Jaren Grant that get on the floor and try to just do too much because they're either trying too hard to justify playing time or get more playing time. Wade's acquisition was lauded for the veteran presence and experience, but that's for the first unit. I'm not in any way saying the Bulls are a championship team. But those Miami teams had guys like Battier and Haslam and the Warriors with Iguodala and Livingston. It's a rarity to have an NBA bench comprised solely of guys with less than 3 years of experience. This isn't the loan problem for the Bulls, but until they reorganize the rotation or make a deal to acquire veterans, it will remain a big one. So you're saying that what Fred Hoiberg announced today, that more Valentine and more Zipser is not the answer? Is that what you're saying?
But sure, why not?
And he says that Steph Curry, 17th all-time in regular season threes.
Okay, 17th, all right.
10th all-time in the playoffs.
That's ridiculous. Is it his fifth or sixth year? It's ridiculous.
It is.
Oh, my God.
That is.
I guess that was the point I was trying to make about the bench. I can't identify what they're good at. Generally, there's some kind of a steady hand or something out there that you know they're getting them set up to getting something as an actual NBA thing happening. And I don't, it's just haphazard. There's just nothing there. I mean, that is the most important thing in the world. But, you know, we sort of saw that with Golden State out of that bench that meant something to him. Actually played pretty well at times. Now they've lost that bench, and where they sit, and just about where they always are. Lost a lot of guys off the bench the last couple of years in there. They're still okay, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, all I know is what seems to be important, what is important, and you just have to look at it a different way. But, I mean, there's certain ways to do it. It's just that you don't – look, if I had a chance to take Anthony Davis, he'd be here today, right now. Get your ass here. Or DeMarcus Cousins. I've always loved him, and I think he's crazy. But I'd sooner have his crazy than Rajon Rondo's crazy.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You got Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Bears are now 3-10 and are preparing to play spoiler to the Packers. We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon and a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glazed, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get four for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of four. Limit eight. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Windy City Sweets on Chicago's North Side is one of the top candy stores in the country. What makes Windy City Sweets special is they have something for everyone, from handcrafted custom chocolates, delicious English toffee, and holiday fudge. Windy City Sweets can create the perfect gift basket or gift box for you, your company, or for that one person on your list that you just don't know what to give. Their candy concierges can make your holiday gift-giving easy this year. Call or stop by Windy City Sweets, where life is a little bit sweeter.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualify buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Team, and they make you play, they keep pressure on you all the time, and you're always worried about their rebounding and the way Lopez started the game.
Yeah, Tom, I wouldn't be worried that much about it. You got Boys of Mercy, Chicago Sports Radio 670. So we've been talking about the Bulls and where they're at. Not so much last night, but just where they're at.
All right, just where you think a text conversation cannot get any dumber than Jimmy Butler is better than Steph Curry.
Okay.
Or Anthony Davis.
Yep.
I mentioned the note from Jeff in Roscoe Village.
Mm-hmm.
So this texter from the 608 says, Roscoe Village is the 815. And I texted back and I said, no. Roscoe Village is on the northwest side of Chicago. And the texter texted back, no, it's in the 815. I live 8 miles from it. And I texted again. I said, no, it's not. I live there. I live in Roscoe Village. I have lived there for over 10 years. It is not in the 815. I mean, seriously? That's texters are digging in to argue stuff like that? You idiot! It's not, it's in the 815! No. unless people have been lying to me about my own home's proximity to the city of Chicago, it is definitely not in the 815. Good Lord.
Mon.
Good God, Mon. Wow.
Isn't there, there's a Roscoe, Illinois, though, right?
There is a
Roscoe. That's what he's talking about.
Yes, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Is different than the neighborhood of Roscoe Village, which is a subset.
It probably says on a town, like a town sign, Village of Roscoe. So he's like, that's Roscoe Village.
No, it's not. It's Roscoe, Illinois.
Rockford, isn't it up there?
Isn't that where, what's her name? Is Danica Patrick?
Yes.
Isn't she from Roscoe, Illinois? I mean,
sounds right. Could right. be.
Yes. Okay.
We'll accept
good.
That.
I want to make sure. Indeed. Then I know. Know exactly.
Somehow
where,
we manage
where
to confuse everybody. I don't know how we do it, but somehow everybody seems confused when it's all over. I don't get it. But okay. Roscoe, Illinois, not Roscoe Village.
All right. In the Jimmy Butler discussion, this is Tom who says, Jimmy Butler's nowhere near the top 20 NBA players in terms of offensive talent, but what he has that seems truly special is mental strength. He has that it that says, no matter what you put before me, I will crush it, and I don't care how it makes you feel. That mental strength has led to systematically overcoming every ceiling you'd put on an offensively limited player. As a result, while I think he's not in the very elite, it's hard to say never with someone who has that mental strength. It's a mental strength to try to mess with a reporter last night.
Yeah, that's not much mental strength.
Mr. Mental Strength. He's so thin-skinned. He asked a perfectly innocuous question, and he's got to lash out at a reporter doing his job.
What were the emotions like facing Tibbs against?
Next question, please.
Yeah, there's mentally tough for you.
Yeah, there's Mr.
There's that mental
tough.
Edge for you.
Yep, you can't handle the blistering line of questioning that's coming at him there from Cody Westerlund, just attacking him relentlessly.
Oh, man.
With a brutal line of questioning like, what were your emotions like? I'd say, well, they were fine. Everything was good. It was an emotional game, and good to see him. We're sorry we lost.
No, I think that's pretty easy without much thought on your part. But okay, if that's where you want to be, that's fine. But no, he's not whatever you think he is, and you're wrong. So, you know, I'll go outside the top 15 somewhere and find him in there in that little next little cluster there. But There are so many really, really, really good players that you can't do that. You can't possibly believe that if you've ever watched a basketball game. You can't possibly believe that.
No, and it's fun to have good players to root for, and that's the thing. I've said it before, that it's very easy, whether you're watching at the game, there's something about Bulls basketball that it removes each game from larger context, and fans just kind of go crazy for whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Whether it's the game production or your free fast food promotion or whatever it is, there's something that keeps people. You know, you go, you pay the money, and you want to have a fun night. I guess you want your team to win, but it people are blinded then from larger picture issues.
Yeah, and I think the point earlier we made in the show was that for me anyway, your larger picture issues are going to be around for a long time. This is not a problem that you're going to solve in a year or another 2 years. I don't think so. I mean, you're in an, I don't know if it's worse than basketball hell, even though you're fourth in the East. You at least started that in that way last night. I mean, I don't know how you work your way out of this to get back to where you're a championship contender. I would just say good luck with that.
I would be much more excited if, while they're in this holding pattern, while you're in the Wade Rondo sort of holding pattern here, whatever it is, and I don't really think they knew what it was when they realized Wade became available and Rondo's available. They just kind of...
I don't think they did either, no.
They just kind of signed them and they're here because you got to field a team. And it would matter if his presence were helping to bring along some guys I thought mattered. You know, that's sort of the empty feeling of the whole thing is his leadership. Okay, well, to what end? For this team? What is the leadership of Dwayne Wade? How does it get you closer to winning a title?
Yeah, if there were really young, a lot of really good young players here, you'd say, yeah, that's a great idea.
No, I agree.
Rondo
that
could
he
probably help
it.
Too when he's not yelling at the coaches, but right. That's not the case. Is he going to help Bobby Portis?
I don't know if he can make Bobby Portis jump higher or make Bobby Portis less confused.
I mean, if you get just the bare minimum, and Wade's played, I think, pretty well. But I mean, even aside from that, if you get a decent play out of him, and then others learn from him. But you don't have anybody that's worth. Let's say, well, man, see, you're on Wade a little bit, get a little smarter about what you're doing. Well, who is that? Identify that man for me.
No, we're going to get a good long look at Denzel Valentine and see if there's something there.
As a candidate?
But they've already told us he's more a floor guy than a ceiling guy.
That's what it appears.
That's the guy who eventually becomes the bench guy that Jeff was referring to, who eventually is a solid NBA rotational guy. But even so, how much excitement can you have about a mid to late first round pick who they told you is already limited in some capacities?
Yeah. He's there for a while, and then I didn't see him at all. I didn't see him in the preseason game. So I mean, that he's not there. I mean, I don't know. There just seems to me that guys that can play this game, you identify them pretty damn quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't worry about them. They get to your camp, you go, holy crap. Oh, wait a minute here. We got a little bit more than even what we thought we did. But I don't think that's quite what's happened here. I think it's just the opposite.
Yeah, the fact is that Butler himself is a rare bird. That somebody who incrementally rises to the level to which he's risen. That doesn't usually happen. You don't usually get a guy say, okay, last pick in the first round, around there, maybe he's this, maybe he's
that.
You don't.
That's correct.
And he keeps playing, and he keeps getting a little bit better, and he keeps getting, then he bets on himself to try to get a max deal. And it just, like, you know, he just keeps improving. That almost never happens. Certainly with like the punctuated equilibrium that his has, where he would just rise a level and stay there for a little bit. Rise another level and stay there. It's hard to find a comp for that.
Yeah. There is. It is. It's very difficult. I was thinking about that the other day. But let me ask you a question. Yeah, just looking at, we were talking about the big and comparing Jimmy to the bigs. All right, let's compare him to a smaller guy. Would LeBron and the Cavs be better off with Jimmy Butler or Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie Irving.
Okay. I was afraid you were going to say that, you Duke bastard.
Right. I mean, what he does to shape the defense. You
see what I mean? It's
like
you're kind of shut off at every passer because I ain't taking him over a good big.
Right. His individual ability to handle the basketball in traffic and create on his own.
That guy's got a handle.
Man. Oh, one of the best ever. With absolutely one of the best handles ever in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
So, I don't have a doubt in my mind.
Well, how about the little? No. I'm not taking out the little guy either. No. No, that's not happening either. So just all I ask you is just be careful when you start doing. Just be careful.
You were talking about a little guy. We are going to talk to a large guy.
A large man.
Big Cat Williams on the Bears next on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUV.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Leaf to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 NBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap because you know this. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery, you know it, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and please tell them the Score sent you. Love ya.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon and a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get four for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of four. Limit eight. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's, so hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's my human to